Today is the most auspicious day of the disappearance of Srila Veda Vyas. Srila Veda Vyas, who compiled all the Vedic literature, he reappeared in this material world 500 years ago in Navadvip Mandal. And he appeared as the son of Narayani, who was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. When he appeared, he was given the name Vrindavan Das. So Srila Veda Vyas became Vrindavan Das. And as he grew up, he exhibited his qualities and characteristics of pure devotion by his behavior, and by most importantly by his writing. As Srila Vyasadeva compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam to describe the beautiful character and qualities, teachings and pastimes of Krishna and his beloved pure devotees, that same Srila Vyasadeva appeared 500 years ago to write the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vyasadeva wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya, Radha and Krishna combined, they joined together, and they appeared in this world as the combined expression of their divine love and their unlimited compassion for the conditioned souls. Rasaraj Sri Krishna, Mahabhav Swarupini, Radharani, Radharani Thakurani, Radha and Krishna reappeared as Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj, Mahabhav, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his life and teachings, and the illustrious lives and teachings of his great devotees, the Nitya Parikars, the Gaura Parishads, they were enunciated and recorded and described in the sacred pages of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. The Chaitanya Bhagavat is the Bible. The Christians have their Bible, Holy Bible. It is their book of spiritual teachings. And the Muslims have their Holy Quran. And we have our Puran, Quran and Puran. But for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, our Bible, we have many Bibles, but one of our main Bibles is the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because the Chaitanya Bhagavat is all about philosophy in action. People wear clothes. People wear their clothes. It's called wearing my cloth. I'm wearing my clothes. But in Gaudiya Vaishnava religion, devotees wear their philosophy. They wear their philosophy. Their philosophy is their clothing. Sarubhushanam. Kapila Muni is telling in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tatikshva Kurunika Surida Sarvadehinam Ajata Shanta Sadavo Sarubhushanam. Sadavo Sarubhushanam. The Bhushan. Or you say Braj Bhushan. Sometimes someone has the name Braj Bhushan. The Bhushana, the ornament, the decoration. As a lady is ornamented with earrings and nose pin and waist bells and nail paint, nail polish. Similarly, the Vaishnava, especially the Gaudiya Vaishnava, he is decorated, he is ornamented with the Parama, he is the Parama Sadhu. There is, Kapila Muni is speaking millions of years ago to Devahuti, Sadavo Sadhu Bhushanam. He said, the Sadhu Bhushanam, these are the decorations of a saintly person. And Kapila mentioned a few qualities. Tatikshava, Karunika, Surida Sarvadehina. A sadhu, whether he's Mayavadi, or Ram Bhakta, or Vishnu Bhakta, or Krishna Bhakta, or Gaur Bhakta, or Radha Bhakta. A sadhu is Tatikshava, tolerant. very, very tolerant, like a tree. Trina arapi suni chena turoriva sahishuna amanina manidena kirtaniya sadahari. Tatiksha kununika. Kununika means he's very compassionate. Suridan sabadehina. He is a friend of all. He's a friend of everyone. He sees with equal vision. All sadhus have equal vision. It's not only Vaishnavas. All sadhus have equal vision. They see Brahman everywhere, or they see Krishna everywhere. Vidyavanaya sampane, brahmani gavi hashtani, shuni chaiva sopaki cha, pandita samadarshana. The pandit, the Mayavadi pandit, the Ram pandit, the Krishna pandit, the Gauranga Bhakta pandit, he sees samadarshan, samadristi, equal vision. Vidya vinaya sampane. He has this vidya, paravidya, brahma vidya, bhagavat vidya, Krishna tattva. And he sees shuni chaivas, he sees hasti, he sees elephant, or dog, or dog eater, or brahman, he sees equal. Brahman is in there. They are all Brahman. Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. They're all Brahman. Or, they're all parts and parcels of Krishna. Krishna's in their heart. Paramatma's in their heart. Banki Bihari is in their heart. Radharani is in their heart. So this is the quality. Some of the sadhu's qualities that Kapila Muni mentions. And these are his ornaments. A few are there. Tolerance, compassion, equal vision, a friend of all. No enemies, he has no enemies. Ajata Shatrava. Enemies are not born. People may become the enemy of a devotee or a Vaishnava. Hey, why you joined ISKCON? Why you became a devotee? Now you're an enemy of the family. I write you out of the will. No more money. Out, jao. Take shelter of your Krishna in the temple. Don't come back home. So the people may become our enemies, but we have no enemies. Ajata Shatru. Ajata means born in our mind. Ajata means not born. Ajanam. Our minds, no enemies take birth in our minds. At least they shouldn't. Because how can Krishna, is Krishna my enemy? Is Krishna your enemy? Does everyone have a right answer on this? Is Krishna your enemy? No, he's the enemy of Mora. He's Morari. Krishna Morari, Sri Krishna Morari. Right? There's that song. Sri Krishna Morari. Mora Ari. Ari means the enemy of Mora, the killer of Ara, of Mora, the Mora demon. So Krishna is not the enemy. Is it right? Everyone agrees. Krishna is not our enemy. He's not our Ari. He's not our enemy. He's our premi. He's our lover, our beloved. He's the object of our devotion. The object of our meditation, the object of our chanting, his love, his service, his prem seva. So we have the greatest regard for Sri Krishna and Radha. They are everything. So therefore, the Vaishnava, the Gaudiya Vaishnava, he sees Radha and Krishna in everyone's heart. So how can anyone become the enemy of a Vaishnava? You follow? So, Ajata Shatrava, the enemy is not born. There is no enemy. We have no enemies born in our mind. We have no animosity. We have no animosity or hatred or vengeance towards any living entity. Human. It's not like we see a mosquito. Bah! That mosquito, Radha and Krishna are inside that little tiny helicopter. That machar is a choti helicopter. You say helicopter. Choti helicopter. Chota helicopter. Radha and Krishna are inside driving. Wow. Whoa, look, he's landing on a Vaishnava. Oh, Mahaprasad. But now, can you imagine if you were riding in your Jet Airways, and then some big demigod says, "Oh look, Mohan Rupa's inside this jet." Boom! And turns you into a pancake. And all your friends inside. Would you be happy? N-O. No. So we have no animosity toward the mosquito, toward the fly, towards anyone. Because Radha and Krishna are cruising in the fly airplane, the mosquito airplane, they're going on the ground in a dog's body, everywhere. So Kapila Muni is listing a few qualities. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's saying they have 26 qualities, not 4 or 5 qualities of a sadhu. So the Gaudiya Vaishnava, his bhushana, he's also sadhu, but he's parama sadhu. Yogis are sadhus, mayavadis are sadhus, so many sadhus. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava, the Gauranga Premi, the Premi Bhakta, he is parama. Why is he the topmost sadhu? Because he is worshipping the topmost form of Godhead. Vedanti tat tatvidas yattaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabhyate. Brahman is also God. Paramatma is also God. But Bhagavan is the supreme God. Purna, Purnatam. Purnatam Bhagavan. The complete, topmost, topmost complete, Purnatam Bhagavan. So if someone is a worshipper of this topmost form of Godhead, then that means he's, not that he has pride, but since we're worshipping the topmost form of Godhead, therefore we are the topmost sadhus. Therefore we have 26 qualities of a Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhu. And this is our sadhu bhushanam. These are our ornaments. These are our earrings, our nose pin, our kinkini, and our nail polish. These are our ornaments. And we wear them, we show them, we display them. We show off our ornaments. Right? The lady goes and shows off her ornaments. If she has lots of rings, she won't just keep her hands like by her side. She'll say, well, it's like this. If she doesn't have any rings, she'll always have her hands like this. Well, the thing is, we went to the store and my husband argued with me and then he wouldn't give me money. But if she has lots of gold rings and diamonds, rubies, well, the thing is, it's my husband. You know, see my rings, you know, see my rings. Oh, wow, that's a ruby, a diamond, an emerald, pearl. So we show off our qualities in a humble way. 26 qualities, that's a lot. So these 26 qualities, philosophy in action, the qualities of a Vaishnava in action, what is a Gaudiya Vaishnava, are fully delineated in the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Therefore, Chaitanya Bhagavat is the Bible for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita teaches tattva. The speciality of Krishna's Kaviraj is to teach, is to establish the Prayojan tattva, the Abhideya tattva. What is the ultimate goal? What is Radha tattva? What is Mahabhav? What is Gopi Bhav? How is it defined? Of course, there's also so much Leela there. But the primary emphasis is on this tattva. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, his primary emphasis is on Vaishnava Sadachar. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sadachar. Parama Sadhu Bhushanam. Let's see the Sadhu Bhushanam in action. Let's read about, hear about, meditate on, and remember the activities of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas who are wearing their devotional qualities and displaying their the true 26 qualities of a devotee in live action. And that's the virtue of Chaitanya Bhagavat. If you go all over Bengal, Orissa, Assam, or whatever, you know, Manipur, and you interview all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, you take a Gallup poll, you take a census, and say, what book do you read every day? What book do you read every day without fail? Do you know what they will say? Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki. Like thousands, 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 thousands. The language is very simple. It's Bengali language, it's very simple. There's not all kinds of Sanskrit verses and quotations there. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit. Because everywhere there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his parikars are citing Praman. Sanskrit verses from Padma Puran, from Bhagavat Puran, itihas here and there. So some simple villager in Bengali, hey, what's all this Sanskrit? It's a little difficult to figure out. So Vrindavan Das Thakur has taken all the tattva and all and put everything in Bengali. Practically, there, of course, there are a few Sanskrit verses here also. So this is a very important book for us and a very important contribution. Because often people say, seeing is believing, especially in Kali Yuga. Everything is visual, visual, visual. So we're just bombarded. We might as well cut our ears off because people don't listen to anybody or anything anymore. So ears have become superfluous. Ears are useless. You don't need them anymore. Everything's visual. Picture phones, picture telephones, picture this, picture that. Everything's a picture, picture, picture. Eye vibration, eye impression. No one wants to deal with the ears. So therefore, living in this age of seeing is believing, we will not believe. We cannot. It is impossible for us to believe in Gaudiya Vaishnavism unless we see one. We may read about it and hear about great Vaishnavas of the past, but unless we see one in front of our eyes, we won't believe there is such a thing as a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a worshipper of Radha and Krishna in their form as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Isn't it? Therefore, Chaitanya Bhagavat, when we read about the lives and teachings of the great devotees, we see their lives in action. And by associating with them and glorifying them and remembering them, their qualities by osmosis, or however, those qualities are imbibed within us. They create sanskaras. It's called bhakti sanskara. There's karma sanskara, gyan, there's so many sanskaras, mental impressions that go deep into the chitta. So it's one of the devotional practices to read over and over again on a regular basis the life and teachings of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Charitra. So this Chaitanya Bhagavat is so near and dear to the hearts of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas because Srila Vyasadeva, Vyasamuni, has come to give this specifically for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. When he appeared as Srila Veda Vyas, as a literary incarnation, Naman, what is that? Namaskritya Naramchaiva Narottamam. Narayanam Namaskritya Naramchaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tatojayam Udirayam. The verse is glorifying him. The Vyasadeva, he has come to give the Jaya, Tatojayam Udirayam. This Jaya, this word Jaya, refers to the Bhagavatam and other Vedic scriptures, but especially Bhagavatam. Tatojayam. The word Jayam. At least Vishnu is telling in his tika. The word jaya means that these books, the books written by Tato Jayam Udirayat, every day we say jayam, this word jayam refers to the books compiled by Vedavyas. He compiled them. Other rishis spoke them. He was a compiler. These books will give us jayam. They will give us victory over birth and death if we read these books, and especially this Bhagavatam. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam. Right? Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayat. This Jaya. Jaya refers to Bhagavatam, this verse. This word. It will give us all victory. So when he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam 5,000 years ago, this was released. When it was released or launched, when he launched the book, it was for all devotees of Krishna or Vishnu, whomever. So, across the board, all Vaishnavas, they regularly study Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's also enjoined. It's enjoined in the pages of the Bhagavatam, the tremendous benefit that one derives by regular reading and study of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nashta Prayeshu, Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavat Yutama Shloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Nishtita bhakti, bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Naishtiki means, like we say, naishtiki brahmachari. Nishtita bhakti means very firm, condensed, solid, strong devotion, firm faith, sudrida vishwas, sudrid, very firm, very solid, unshakable faith, belief in Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in his service, in his love, and his surrender and samarpan and seva and shananagati. Unquestionable, unshakable. This result, this contribution will come to us by daily studying and doing Bhagavat Shravan, hearing the stories and teachings of Bhagavat. So that's for everyone. But this Chaitanya Bhagavat is especially for us. Because other Vaishnavas, Ram Bhaktas, Vishnu Bhaktas, Narayan Bhaktas, Chaitanya Bhagavat, that's for the Bengalis. That Chaitanya Bhagavat, that's for the Bengalis. It's Bengal. Bhagavatam! Bhagavat Saptaha! But actually, I have one friend who's taken initiation in Vishnu Priya Sampradaya. He's in Radhakun, his name is Krishna Kaliya. He goes around, he travels around, he gives Chaitanya Bhagavat Saptaha. Something new wrinkle. He's gone several times to Delhi and it's a big hit. He went to Punjabi Bagh and he went to different places, 500-600 people. He has them all crying. He's one of those kind of speakers that gets everybody crying. Of course, Indians like to cry anyway. Indians are a very crying country. There's a lot of water over here. The land is very dry. It's hard to find water because all the water has been taken up in people's hearts. You can't find rivers and lakes. It's all dried up. You go to America, Europe, and Indians go on a tour to Europe. Oh, there's so many lakes. There's so much water. There's a lot of water outside on the land, but in people's hearts, there's no water. The hearts are very dry. All the water is in the lakes and in the pukhars and the outside. So Indians, they've taken all the water inside. So it's always, oh Prabhu, please buy me a new car. Buy me a new Honda City so I can go to the beauty parlor and so I can go to the mall. I don't want to take the rickshaw. Please buy me a new Honda City. Hey, come on. What is this? It's a waste of money. You can just walk. It's 1 kilometer. Oh Prabhu. Okay, here, buy it, get out of here. So the tears are running like anything in India. So this Chaitanya Bhagavat is a great contribution for us. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is a very nice verse. Siddhanta Saraswati glorified him. When he concluded, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati finished his tika on the Chaitanya Bhagavat, then he wrote these concluding verses. Vrindavana Sutta Tanra Kanaranara Parabara Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Janara Nityananda Shesha Britya Hari Jana Sevya Kritya Bhujalaye Sarva Sara Sar Sarva Sara Sar. The son of Narayani Devi was Vrindavan Das, who was unlimitedly merciful. Kanaranara Parabara. Karana, but Parabara means very, very merciful. He compiled the Chaitanya Bhagavat. He was the last servant of Lord Nityananda, which means he was the last disciple. Nityananda was giving diksha, and he has a parampara called Nityananda Parampara with various branches. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is the last devotee that took diksha from Nityananda Prabhu, and he wrote this Chaitanya Bhagavat. He revealed, Vrindavan Das Thakur revealed, what did he reveal? What is the special teaching that's revealed in Chaitanya Bhagavat? Hari Jana Seva Kritya Sarva Sara Sar. You got it? Hari Jan. I think you've heard this word before from Gandhi. Gandhi popularized the word Hari Jan. He's saying, Hari Jan Seva Kritya. I think it's quite easy to figure that out. Harijan Seva Kritya Sarva Sara Sar. Sar Sar. Service. Harijan Seva. Vaishnav Seva. Service to the Vaishnavas. Harijan Seva Kritya is the essence of all essences. And in English, that's called the quintessence. If my vocabulary serves me correctly. The essence of the essence is the quintessence. The epitome, the zenith. You say zenith. Zenith. The zenith, the topmost. So this is basically what one will learn from this book. One will learn Gopi Bhav. One will actually learn what is Gopi Bhava, because the underpinning or the foundation or the undercurrent of Gopi Bhava is Das, Das, Anu, Das. Gopi Bhartu, Padakamalayor, Das, Das, has nothing to do with designation. Gopi Bhava has nothing to do with designation. Nothing to do with Upadi. Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam. It's all Vinir Muktam. It's thrown out. Gopi Bhava has nothing to do with ashram. Has nothing to do with varna. Has nothing to do with vidya, vairagya, gyan. It has everything to do with Hari Jan Seva Kritya Sarvasara Sar. This is the most valuable contribution and teaching of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So after one reads Adi Lila, Madhya Lila, and Anti Lila, it will finally dawn on him, yes, the Vaishnavas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are my real worth. They are my real art. They are my Sarvartha Siddhi Yoga. They are my Sarvartha. They are the complete wealth of my life. They're the greatest treasure in my hand, is this, the association with the Vaishnavas. Because they give me the opportunity to serve their lotus feet. And by serving their lotus feet, I will get a taste for the holy name. Because I hate the holy name. I hate to chant Hare Krishna. I can't stand it. My guru is forcing me every day, 16 rounds. I have no taste. I have no attraction. I have no feelings. I have no love. I have no emotions. Nothing for the holy name. It is just like a parrot, a tota chanting, tota bhashya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. 1, 2, 3. So, if we imbibe the essential instruction, this quintessence of shiksha, if we imbibe this from the pages of Chaitanya Bhagavat, that it is incumbent upon me that I must serve the feet of the Vaishnavas. And if we do that, if we actually humbly and with TLC, tender loving care, if we actually serve the feet of the Vaishnavas, then what will we gain? We will get Nam Ruchi. We will get Nam Ruchi, taste for the holy name. And what is the proof? What is the proof that you have Nam Ruchi? How will you know? How will you measure? How will you understand that you have Nam Ruchi? How will you know? What is the sign? What is the indicator? What is the proof that you have Nam Ruchi, that you have received the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and you've received the blessings of the Vaishnavas, and you've actually understood the Hari Jan Seva Kritya Sarva Sara Sar? What is the proof? The proof is Nadanana Janana Sundarim Kavitam Ba Jagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishvade Bhavatat Bhakti Rahoitu Kitoyi. This is the proof. You don't want any money. You don't want any fame, name, position, anything. Dhanam. You don't want a big house. You don't want a big car. You don't care. Whatever you have, you're happy. You're satisfied. Prasanna. What is that? Brahmabhuta Prasanatma. Prasanatma, you're satisfied. Okay, I have an 800 Maruti, great. I'm the only guy in town that has one. Everybody else has a 10 lakh car. I have a 1 lakh car. Haribo, Radhe Radhe. I don't care, I have no greed. Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundaram. I don't want women, I don't want beauty, I don't want anything. I don't want beautiful clothes, I don't want beautiful house, I don't want beautiful women, men, I don't care. All I want is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is my wealth, this is my treasure. You can take your country, you can take your city, you can take your friend's colony and enemy colony and opposition colony and Congress colony and BJP colony and every colony and just burn it down. I don't care. Just give me the holy name of Krishna. So this Ruchi will come by Vaishnava Seva. And Jiva Doya, so much love and compassion will come for the Jivas. They're my friends. The mosquito is my friend, the fly is my friend, the dog is my friend. They're my brothers. They're my bhai. They're my mucky bhai. Mucky bhai and machar bhai. And cargos. Cargos bhai and kuta bhai. And pakshi bhai. And pear bhai. And fool bhai. Samaste. Samaste. Tik. Bill Cool. Alright. So these are our friends. Brother dog, brother fly, brother cockroach. Alright. Brother cockroach. Cockroach bhai. Hey cockroach, why are you lying upside down? Are you in ecstasy? Sometimes the cockroach, he gets flipped upside down and he's going, honey bow, honey bow. I look at the cockroach, I say, God, you're in ecstasy, you're rolling on the floor, you're going, honey bow. I say, please bless me, I can become ecstatic like you. And then of course I flip him over because I don't want him to go too ecstatic. So I let him flip over and go where he has to go. Because he's late for Mangalartik or whatever. In his ecstasy of Mangalartik, Mangalartik, he flipped upside down. So I wanted to slow down his ecstasy. Hey, come on, get there. Go, get darshan, Radha Parthasarathi, come on. Because there's many bhakta cockroaches here, I've seen. They have too much preem bhav, you know, for Thakurji. They like mandirs a lot. These cockroaches, they have so much preem bhav for Thakurji. Every year, all the devotees from Bengal, headed by Sri Advaitacharya, walked to Jagannath Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya and enjoy various festivals of Lord Jagannath, such as Snan Yatra and Chandan Yatra and Rath Yatra. And they would pass 4 months of the rainy season there in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita, Gadadhar, etc. And when the devotees would arrive from Bengal, they would come to the border, the entrance of Jagannath Puri. There's a bridge there called Atara Nala Bridge. So when Lord Chaitanya got the information that that they were all there, he would immediately run from Kashi Mishra's house. He would run to greet all the Vaishnavas because they had been walking for 1 month from Navadvip and Shantipur, Ambika Kalana. He would greet them at the Taranala Bridge and he would decorate them all with sandalwood paste and offer them all fresh garlands and he would embrace them all and welcome them. Swagatam, swagatam, swagatam. Ah, Advaita. Ah, Nityananda. Swagatam, swagatam. Bhariya, bhariya. And such loving embrace and welcome them. Then all together, they would proceed to Narendra Sarovara. And that would take about an hour and a half. So then it says here, Chaitanya Bhagavat says 4 hours, but that's a miscalculation because it's four dandas. And a danda is 24 minutes. A danda. A danda, it says 4 hours, but they don't know what to. That's actually misprint or mistake. A danda is a period of time, a danda is 24 minutes. Then that makes sense because a Taranala to Narendra is about an hour or so, if you know Jagannath Puri. So they would, together they would engage in Harinam Sankirtan. Imagine Lord Chaitanya dancing. He was so happy to meet all the devotees after so long. It's been so many months because they left in October and now it was June. It was 6-7 months since he's seen them. And when they got to Narendra Sarovara, and then they engaged in what is called Jal Bihar. At least Chaitanya Bhagavat uses that term. So we can read about that Jal Bihar. Jal Bihar means Jal Keli. And this is because this pastime took place in Chandan Yatra. Chandan Yatra begins in Akshaya Tritiya, which is very soon, isn't it? 20th. The 20th of April is Akshaya Tritiya. So I thought that it would be appropriate to read about this pastime because Jagannath Ji, we celebrate Chandan Yatra because Jagannath, he sets the standard for all the festivals. And this is told by Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas. All the festivals that Jagannath observes, all of the Gaudiya Vaishnava temples should also observe. So he starts having Chandan Yatra and Akshaya Tritiya and goes for 21 days. So he's covered with Chandan. I saw that festival. I was in Puri 1 year and for Snan Yatra and all these things. They cover him with Chandan and then they bring the Utsav Murti. It's Madan Mohan. It's a small Murti. Utsav Murti of Madan Mohan. They bring him in a palanquin in the evening time, quite late. about 9 o'clock in the evening, sometimes 10, it's up to him. And he goes in palanquin procession from Jagannathji Mandir to Narendra Sarovara with bells and conch shells and singing kirtan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he arrived at Narendra Sarovara on the day of Chandan Yatra with all the devotees. They came. And they all went to Narendra Sarovara. Then Madan Mohan was put on a boat, and he goes for a boat ride in the evening. It starts at 10 o'clock at night and goes to 1 o'clock in the morning. 1 or 2. I remember I went there one time, and I have to admit, after a few hours, I said, how long does this boat ride go on anyway? Because it was late. It was 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock at night. I said, oh, it's up to Krishna, Madan Mohan, however he feels. The full moon is there. Maybe he stays all night. I said, well, he can stay. I'm going home. I went home. I don't have that much Jagannath Prem to stay all night up in the side there. But thousands, all sides, thousands, thousands of people, lakhs, lakhs, and lakhs, of Puri, mostly Purivasis, observing every night, for 21 days, the Chanda and the boat ride. So now Chaitanya is there, he's in this place, and we can read about that. Oh brothers, now hear the pastimes of Chaitanya in Narendra Sarovara. Previously, Lord Krishna and his coward boyfriends formed circles and enjoyed water pastimes in the Yamuna. In the same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees entered Narendra Sarovara and formed circles in the water by holding each other's hands. Because previously, in their gopi sarups, all these associates in their gopi groups and mantra groups, they would go in the water of the Yamuna with Radha and Krishna, and they would hold hands and make a circle. They began their water sports with one well-known Bengali sport named Kaya. Do you know this sport? Kaya? K-A-Y long A. Kaya. It's well-known. Anyway, it was well-known 500 years ago, but he wasn't born 500 years ago. As they were playing this water sport, Kaya Kaya Bali Karatali Dina Jali Jali Vadya Bajayena Vaishnava Sakali. The Vaishnavas called out, Kaya Kaya! They clapped their hands in the water and produced musical sounds by hitting the water in a certain way. Dum 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 dum. Have you ever played in the water like that? We've done it in Yamuna and different places like this. As we read about this, the devotees became absorbed in Sakya Bhav, in the Bhav of the cowherd boys of Gokul. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the mood of Krishna. So you see, he's Rasaraj Mahabhav. In Sannyas Leela, generally Chaitanya's in Radha Bhav. He's always in the mood of Radha, searching for Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. But whenever the pastime calls, he goes into this mood. He can become Krishna or Sadbuj Rup or Virat Rup or anything. So here in Narendra Sarovara during his Sannyas Leela, again he's becoming Krishna with all the coward boys. He says Gokulendra Shishu Bhav. Shishu. Shishu means child, isn't it? So all these grown men, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Roy, right? And then Surab Damodar, Nityananda, Advaita with his big beard. Advaita at this time is 100 years old. They all assume Shishu Bhav. Shishu Bhav means the mood of a child. Gokulera Shishu Bhav Ohaila Sabar. Prabhu Ohaila Gokulendra. Gokulendra avatar. He became Gokulendra, the lord of Gokul. Bhaya Nahi Karo Sabe Anande Vival. Nirbhaya Ishvara Dehi Sabe Dene Jal. Overwhelmed in ecstasy, the devotees forgot everything and fearlessly splashed water on the Lord. There was no awe and reverence. Oh, Jai Gurudev. Jai Gurudev. I have so much awe and reverence and guru and shishya. This is like Aishwarya consideration. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of a coward boy. And coward boy means, what is coward? What is Shishu Bhav, Sakya Bhav? Hey, you're not a big man. I'm a big man. Subal tells Krishna, you think you're a big man? Too. take that. Choo choo. There's no respect. Oh, he's the son of the king of Vrindavan. He's Brajendranandan. I can't splash him. The king may get angry. I splash the king's son, and the king may put me in jail. Oh, they don't think like this. Who are you? I defeated you so many times in wrestling. You had to carry me on your shoulder. You weakling. The coward boys, they're not scared of God. They're not afraid of the wrath of God. That Krishna is going to throw a thunderbolt on their head. Oh God, please save me. What is this? So you're God? Who's telling this? Who's telling your God? We know very well who you are. You're a thief. You're a liar. You steal clothes and yogurt and anything you get your hands on, you steal. Then when you get caught, you lie. Who, me? Steal? I didn't steal your yogurt. I think it was the monkeys. Oh, really? Monkeys are coming in blue color now? I never heard of a Neela Bandur. Because what I saw running out of my window was not a Bandur, but it was a blue boy with lotus eyes. He looked exactly like you. And Krishna said, no, I think you were intoxicated. And it was actually a monkey, because you were drunk on Diplomat, you or Scotsman, you thought that monkey was me. And then the gopi looks at Krishna, oh Lala, come every day and steal all my yogurt. I can never defeat you. So they're absorbed in the mood of the coward boys. Chaitanya and Advaitacharya began splashing water in great sport upon one another, by forcefully splashing water in the eyes of each other. There were no rules, right? Oh, hey, come on, hey, that's not fair in the eyes. Hey, poof, oh. Advaita would be defeated, and then the next moment, the Lord would be defeated. Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Puri Goswami all began water fights with one another. Yet none of them were defeated. Mukunda Dutt, Murari Gupta had repeated water fights in which they shouted loud in ecstasy. These are grown men, these aren't kids. But these grown men, Nityananda, Sankarshan, and Advaita, Mahavishnu, all these great personalities are behaving just like children. Laughing, shouting, hey, watch out, boom! Splashing water. Then, two friends, Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar, smiled as they splashed water on each other in ecstasy. Hundreds of thousands of people in the water took great pleasure as Balaram, Krishna, and Govinda and the Vijaya Vigraha rode in the boat. So this whole Chandanyatra festival is going on. And the Utsav Didi of Jagannath, Madan Mohan, he's riding in the boat all around Narendra Sarovar. It's a huge lake, There's a temple in the middle. They're riding around, and meanwhile in different places, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wait to Nityananda, Pundarik, Sarvabhauma, Srupnamana, they're all just splashing water and shouting, and the Lord is enjoying, as a father enjoys to see his children playing happily together. If he sees his son and someone else's children playing happy and laughing, he feels very happy. It gives him great joy. Oh look, they're happy. And he won't disturb them. He won't want to disturb them because he wants to see his son and daughter to be happy. So when Madan Mohan's riding in the boat, he feels so happy to see all of his children. Of course, it's also Krishna is also Madan Mohan. But to see them all playing like this. So I think we'll have to just stop there. Sannyasis, oh, this is the last one. Sejali Vishayi, Sannyasi Brahmachari, Sabai, Anande Bhase, Jalakrita Kari. Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, and Grihastas, householders, were all sporting in the waters of Narendra Sarovara, and everyone was floating in waves of bliss. So this is the writing of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He's writing, the Bengali is extremely beautiful. Very, very beautiful. That's what this book is now available in English with the Bengali also. And the words are, I mean, actually you can give so many, you can give long discussions on each verse. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam, we give classes on Srimad Bhagavatam. So they give classes on Chaitanya Bhagavat, the same way, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote a tika on this book. So you can give long, long classes. Very, very beautiful book. I humbly suggest everyone to purchase this book. It's also available in Hindi. Chaitanya Bhagavat's available in Hindi in Vrindavan, or maybe here somewhere. Maybe it's just one volume, I suppose. If you buy it in English, it costs a fortune. If you buy it in Hindi, it's like 100 rupees. But it's very nice. It's a wonderful book. If you haven't read it, you're really missing something. You're really, really missing something. So I encourage everyone to purchase and read the Chaitanya Bhagavat, imbibe, absorb the instructions and the teachings, and try to emulate them and display them. And it's really a very, very enjoyable book. It's very, very light. It's called light reading. There's not heavy philosophy here, or confusing tattvas, or heavy things about creation. Chaitanya Charitamrita is really quite deep, very, very deep, unlimitedly deep. But Chaitanya Bhagavat, this is the preferred book for simple people, for any kind of people. So please, on this holy day of the Tirubhav Tithi of Vrindavan Das Thakur, this would be a very, very good day to purchase Chaitanya Bhagavat, or if you have the book, to open the book and begin from today, take a sankalp that O Vrindavan Das Thakur, with your grace and the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I will begin reading this book today and till I finish it. Every day I will read something. And you'll see how much joy comes in your life, how much happiness comes in your life, how much enlightenment comes in your life by taking advantage of the merciful incarnation of Veda Vyas, who appeared in this world 500 years ago.